Hello everyone. Welcome back to my website. Those of you who've been here before, I don't know what possessed you. Those of you who are new here, welcome. I hope this isn't too depressing a topic for my first entering into your lives, but welcome nonetheless. I hope this little missive finds you all well, and looking forward to the season ahead. Whether you're celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Winterval, or just spending the time as I will be with your family. For myself, I'm not a religious person. I think my writings here have made that pretty clear. But like the Christian religion before me, I've appropriated this originally pagan festival for my own needs, and in so doing have come to love this time of year, much to the chagrin of my parents, who would be forced every November and December to listen to Christmas carols and Christmas songs blaring from my laptop PC. For me, this is a time of year to spend with family and friends, eating, drinking, and generally making far too merry for our own good. Add in some snow, unfortunately very unlikely here in the south of England, and the Royal Institution Christmas lectures, and you have a very happy Ben. Unfortunately, there is something of an underlying problem for me at this time of year, especially now that I'm an adult with a full-time job, and especially as I'm many years now from both my time at university and my time at secondary school. Something of a loose thread, if you will. And if you'll all bear with me for a few minutes, I'm just going to tug at that thread for a little while and ramble on for a bit. You see, I'm a modern human being, at least as modern as one can be when one's mind is stuck somewhere between 1910 and 1947. And besides my time at work and in university lecture halls, I've lived most of my quote-unquote adult life on the internet, with something like 300 Facebook friends, 400 or so followers on Twitter, and by some miracle that I still don't fully comprehend, considering the quality and quantity of my uploads to my YouTube channel, I've managed to garner something like 90-odd subscribers there. I'm also a member of a gaming guild and have interesting discussions with members of that guild from all over the world, and over the past few years I've been involved in a small but not insignificant number of other online communities. So you could say my online life has been something of a success. Despite that, as I enter into this Christmas season, 2 years since my last Christmas party that I hosted, and these were events designed by me and my brother and my mother to encourage our friendships with people that we met at school and at university. 2 years hence, and entering into the Christmas period, I find myself as lonely as ever before, if not, in fact, more so. Which is a bit silly, a little bit ironic, considering we live in the most connected time that planet Earth has ever seen, where almost anyone and everyone on the planet is one phone call, one email, or even if you need to go that far, one letter away. And yet here I am, complaining that I'm lonely. And it's interesting. I mean, after no small amount of thought and reading around, I think the problem is very well described, famously written by a man called John Donne in his poem Devotions Upon Emergent Occasions. And I'm the first to admit I've not actually read the entire thing. I haven't, in fact, read any of it. But this is where the phrase originally comes from. And the phrase was made famous in a film in the 90s called About a Boy. And that phrase is, no man is an island. And by extension, of course, no woman is an island. And in this overconnected world, it seems as though every man or woman is an island amid a sea of other people shouting into the void. At least that's the way social media has become for me since leaving university. Now, no matter how fulfilling our online relationships are, and believe me, I'm not about to jump on the bandwagon of claiming them pointless or just shallow nonsense, as some people have done before. Despite that, humans are social creatures, even those of us like me who have quite strong misanthropic tendencies and find certain aspects of the human race rather objectionable. We all need to interact with our fellow man and woman on a face-to-face basis, without the intervention of a couple of screens and thousands of miles of computer cables and telephone cables. We did, after all, evolve as a species to interact with other members of our species across from them, you know, across the mammoth carcass, or on the other side of the river, or in the modern world, we have evolved to interact one-on-one with people who are sat on the other side of the table in Starbucks. And this is where it gets a bit tricky, because when you move away from another person, when your lives do, as all lives generally tend to drift apart, the messages that you send, the emails, the letters, the phone calls, the Facebook messages, whatever medium you happen to use, they start eventually, if you don't have regular face-to-face interactions with the person, they start to just tail off. You know, the messages become less frequent and less frequent, and eventually one or both of you just stop. And that's it. And friendships are a bit like a fire, a bit like a campfire. They're relatively slow to go out, but they eventually do. But the embers are there, and it takes some effort to try and rekindle that flame, that fire of friendship. And I guess that's probably the only, or at least the starting point for the solution to my problem. So I guess this Christmas time, I'm going to be sending out some emails, I would send letters, but there's no guarantee that the address that you've got for someone is still the address they have. So there's going to be emails and Facebook messages from my end. And I'm just going to reach out to a few people, because on that list of 300 odd Facebook friends, and I use air quotes there, there are some that I really do miss. People that were at one time or another very good friends of mine, some even best friends of mine that I would talk to about anything. And over time, they've just drifted away, as people tend to do. So that's what I'm going to do this Christmas. I'm going to be sending out some emails, seeing if I can rekindle some of those flames of friendship. I hope you'll all wish me luck in that endeavor, and if you're having similar issues, I hope you have some luck as well. Anyway, that's me rambled on for almost 9 minutes now, so I'm going to stop. And I'll end with a more upbeat note, because it's coming up to Christmas. I don't want to put anyone down. So here's wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a jolly good time, whatever you're doing, whoever and wherever you are. Whether, as I said at the beginning of this little missive, whether you're celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Winterval, or just spending this holiday season with your family and friends, I do hope you have a jolly, jolly good time. I hope you get lots of presents, those of you who are young enough to require them. And those of you who aren't, I hope you don't get too drunk. And I'll see you all once the mince pies have all disappeared from the countertops. Farewell.